Let's put it to his manager, one of the biggest and most influential managers in the country is Paul Connors, and he's been good enough to join us this morning. Welcome, Jake.
Thanks, Gary and Tim. I don't always come on, but I just thought I'd put it to bed quickly. I haven't even heard the grab, but young David gave me a little bit of a rundown on what went on. Look, Johnny's coming back from three knees, so unless you're in his shoes, no one can say what it's like to be in to have three knee reconstruction. So physically, if you want to say when was he ready, it's always probably about 12 months. But his housemate, Steve Canilio, he went down, did his, hurt his knee. It wasn't a knee. That spooked him no end. And I think David said there's a standoff. There's no standoff. He was probably ready, if you want to say, 4 weeks ago. But mentally, that's just as important, as physically. And that's what Julian Feller would say to John and to us. And they're all happy that he... Yeah.
We understand that. Jackie, let's have a listen to Sammy last night and we'll put a couple of questions to you. Here's Sam McClure last night on Time On.
Great Western Sydney number one draft pick, Jonathan Patton, it seems has placed his AFL career on hold pending what is a near certain trade to Hawthorn at the end of the season. Now, Patton has been absent from both senior and from NEAFL grade football for the last month, despite the fact that he has been training fully. Now, the Giants are aware of this, and it's an intriguing standoff, which is becoming increasingly difficult.
So there's the story in a nutshell from Sam, and I understand your perspective, and I get it totally. 3D reconstructions.
There's no standoff. That's all I would say. So if Sam ran the, love Sammy, there's just no standoff. It's a mutual discussion.
Have they wanted him to play?
About 5 weeks ago, we all would have been getting excited that he was ready to play. And then he did pull up a bit sore a couple of times. So he went down and saw Julian, and I think between everyone there's been good dialogue that they're all comfortable where it sits. And then his housemate did the knee, and that scared him no end. So I think Wayne Campbell and the team have handled it superbly, because he may get traded, but he's contracted to the footy club and there's every chance he could be there. And the last thing John needs, he needs, is to get injured again, and we've seen that. We saw that with a number of people coming back a bit early, and then I think it's really well managed, to be fair. And I'm just been an observer, really, Gary.
So, good morning, Paul. So you haven't given him the advice not to play in any way because of the possibility of doing a trade out of GWS?
No, and don't get me wrong, he's got like 6 months to get better physically, mentally, everything, coming back from what he's come back from. And if he just, don't forget, he could also be at the GWS. So for both parties, it's a win, I think. The last thing we need is for him to be hurt. And sometimes you do get hurt when you're not switched on 100%, even at training or playing. So I'm supportive of how they've both managed it, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I think I'm really glad you came on, Jake, because the story... So I think what Sam's story is right is that he's been okay and physically right, but pragmatically, from both the club and Jonathan's point of view, if he's psychologically not quite there, then the risk of coming back for both club and player, if it is in fact on the trade market, is maybe too great.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And he's been training, but just not doing everything as well. So he has got the loads in that are probably ready to play. But, I don't think it's the biggest story in town, but I think it's half right. And, as long as everyone knows, everyone's on the same page.
Yeah, it's an interesting story, given where we're at in terms of the trade period being just around the corner and he being someone who's going to be of obviously considerable interest to the Hawthorn Footy Club.
And, Paul, I know you don't want to do your negotiations via the media, but in terms of where Jono is at, would you think that he would be wanting to move away from GWS, or has he not reached that point yet?
He was one of the first draft pick with Steve Canilio. He loves Sydney. He loved the club, his relationship with Dave Matthews is second to none. I see him ending up working for the club a bit like Jamie Charman did at Brisbane, but it might be that their forward line's a bit packed and he might need an opportunity, but he'll look at that at the end of the year, and he's totally supportive of what the Giants are trying to do in the final series as well.
And, Paul, last night, I know that Steve Cornelio is not your player, but Al Clarkson spoke about him last night, the fact that he has had a chat face-to-face with Steve Cornelio about the possibility of going to the Hawks. In terms of, you know, that raises a lot of people's eyebrows in this game about whether or not that should be taking place, but it happens all the time, does it not, that these types of conversations are going on between players and coaches, even though they may be contracted to another club?
I think what happens sometimes is, and there's been another window because Steve's been injured, so I probably assume it's happened in the last month. I just prefer it does happen, but we don't need to really talk about it too much. And overall, I continue to say we've got the greatest game, the most loyal players, and, on the whole, players are terrific, and I think clubs are, and everyone's really respectful. So our game's in a pretty good state.
So great to talk to you, mate. As we let you go, really appreciate it. You can just confirm there's no deal done or no deal in place for John Paton and the Hawthorn Footy Club?
No deal yet.
You're a good man. Appreciate you taking our call.
No dramas. Thanks, Gary. Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, Paul.